Let us reflect on three important details of the gospel text of today. The healing of Bartimaeus. We call the three C's of the story of Bartimaeus. That is, one, crowd; second, cloak; third, cure. The crowd. The gospel of today begins like this. Jesus left Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd. This crowd was perhaps made of enthusiastic followers of Jesus or fellow pilgrims to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. But Jesus has been constantly testing their intentions, especially in Mark chapter 10. From the story of the rich man, Jesus has invited them to be detached from their possessions, and from the story of James and John, Jesus had challenged them on their attitude towards power and privileges as disciples of Jesus. Now, to crown it all, there is a miracle of healing a blind man, so that they may see what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. This crowd that follows Jesus is very mixed. Apparently, there are people who are discussing Jesus as they walk along with him. So Bartimaeus, the blind man, hears from them about Jesus and begins to respond to the presence of Jesus. His way of addressing Jesus, Son of David, might suggest that he not only knows the genealogy of Jesus, but could also be that the blind man already perceives Jesus to be the Messiah, the Christ. But the crowd now becomes a stumbling block. They muffle the blind man's cry for help. But God hears the cry of the poor. Jesus reminds the crowd around him that they too should hear the cry of the poor. They should be instrumental in facilitating people to come to Jesus. And so the crowd now tells the blind man, "Courage, he is calling you." They bring him to Jesus. In our context today, we can take this crowd to be the people from whom we first heard about Jesus, our own family members, our teachers, our catechists, the church. The crowd could also be the larger society that prevents us from encountering Jesus today. That may be the media, the consumerist culture, the secular world. The crowd could also be those who facilitate our encounter with Jesus, our friends, the apostolic groups, our parish community. To what crowd are we drawn to? And what part of the crowd are we in? Are we playing the role of those who at least spread the word about Jesus? Or are we putting off others from the encountering Jesus? Or are we part of the crowd that offers courage to people, that God in Jesus cares for each one of us? The second important details of the gospel passage today is the cloak, the dress. When at last the blind man has the chance to approach Jesus, we are told, so throwing off his cloak, he jumped up and went to Jesus. Considering other references in the Bible, the cloak there could have at least two meanings. It could simply mean an exterior tunic that was his upper garment, or it was a large square piece of cloth that the blind man had spread in front of him to collect some coins from the passerby. In any case, his act of throwing off his cloak shows a renunciation that the rich man was unable to do earlier in Mark chapter 10, the blind man does not need his cloak anymore. He goes out to Jesus in symbolic nakedness. The blind man does not need his coins anymore because he is going to be healed now. He does not need his material security anymore because he has Jesus himself now. What is the cloak that we shelter ourselves in? What is that cloak that we find so difficult to let go? What is that cloak that prevents us from being totally available to Jesus? The third important details of the gospel passage today is the cure. What follows then is the cure. Jesus says, "Go, your faith has saved you." And at once his sight returned and Bartimaeus followed him along the road. 2 Sundays ago, in the gospel story in Mark chapter 10, Jesus told the rich man, "Come and follow me." But he went away sad, for he was a man of great wealth. But in the gospel story of today, Jesus says, "Go." But this man follows him along the road, for he was totally empty. One who was sitting on the sidewalks at the beginning of the story is now on the road following Jesus. This is the conclusion to any encounter with Jesus: renunciation and discipleship. One of the central themes in the Gospel of Mark is discipleship, where he is going to suffer, die, and rise again. When Mark had made reference to this road, the disciples have also been arguing who is the greatest. However, Bartimaeus, the blind man, seems to be the ideal disciple as Mark concludes encounter with Jesus. Do we want to follow him along the road, or we want to go away enjoying the favor received from Jesus? Am I ready to walk with Jesus to Jerusalem, to the cross and resurrection?